My first thought is revealed. How true that is. And how seldom I recognize that my first thought is revealed. My mind is so busy with thoughts buzzing around and ideas coming and going that I don't realize that my first thought is revealed. It has nothing to do with anything else in my life. And I go on thinking that it's the current thought that is revealed, is the current idea, because that too is revealed. All thoughts are revealed in my mind. No matter what thought I think about, it is revealed. It comes forth into my experience. It comes forth into the world that I live in. It comes forth into the everyday experiences that I have. And you know, every thought is revealed. Now, do I want to take responsibility for these first thoughts? Do I want to take responsibility for the first thought and really know what it is? Do I want to really understand what that first thought is and how that first thought functions and how that first thought responds in my world? Do I really want to know how it is revealed in me? And the answer is no. If I were to take time in my thought meditations and train myself, I could know. I could experience it. I could be responsible for it. I could be in charge of it. If I were taken charge. But do I want to do that? Do I want to take charge of every thought in my mind? Do I want to take charge of every thought that comes into my thinking? Now, how do I take charge? How do I take responsibility for the thoughts that are in my mind, that are in my thinking, that are in my world? How do I take charge? Well, the only way I can take charge is just to say, I take charge. I'm going to write a book. And so I sit down and I say, I'm going to write a book. And so I make an outline of the book. I make a pattern for the book in my mind, in my writing. And I say, I'm going to write a book about pickles. And so I say, what's the first thing I want to do if I'm going to write a book about pickles? I should learn all about pickles. I think that I'm well versed in pickles because I like pickles, and pickles are kind of fun to play with. And so I'm very much adept, very much alert about pickles. But to write a book about them, that takes a great deal more understanding and more awareness. So I read books about pickles. I go on the internet and find out all about pickles. I go into Google and I go into Wikipedia and I go into all of the possibilities and learn about pickles, and I'm absolutely astonished at all I learn. I never realized that I had so much to learn about pickles. Okay, so much for pickles and writing a book about pickles. Now, I want to know my first thought, and I want to understand my first thought. So I might go into Wikipedia, or I might go into Google, and I might search for what it is the first thought. What is the first thought, and what are other people's attitudes about the first thought? How do other people think about the first thought? How do other people think about achieving an understanding and revealing their first thought to themselves? And as I read about these things, I find there really is a lot of thinking about it. There's a lot of people who write about first thought. There's a lot of people who have good ideas about it. A lot of people who have ideas that are very powerful. And then the thought comes to me, my thought, too, is very powerful. My thought, too, is very wonderful. Now, for me to think my first thought doesn't mean I listen to other people's first thoughts. It doesn't mean that I am aware of the Google and the Wikipedia first thought writing by all of these people. It's me that I am interested in my first thought. So I must be aware of my first thought. And I am aware of my first thought by putting my attention on my thinking. So I can sit down, I can walk, I can talk, I can think, I can do all sorts of stuff. And all of those things are distractions from me thinking about my first thought. I stop and I listen to my heart. Now, my first thought, I want to have it be about something, okay? I want to have my first thought be about health. How can I achieve more health in my body? How can I be youthful, dynamic, alive in my body? How can I be aware of all of the ways that I can enjoy good health? Well, now, the ways I can enjoy good health are not the ways that other people enjoy good health. Not even the little tiniest bit. The way that I reveal good health in me is unique, special, wonderful, powerful, beautiful, just for me. So I begin to think about my good health. To have the awareness of my first thought of good health, I must be able to think good health for me. Can I conceive of me of having a body that is healthy? If I conceive of myself having a body that is healthy, and if I live in a body that is healthy, I do not have the privilege of thinking of anybody, mine or anybody else's, that is not healthy. I do not have the privilege of thinking of anybody in the universe, anybody in the universe, which is not absolutely wonderful, divine, perfect right now. I think of the ideal body. Now, as we've often said, we really don't know what the ideal is, but I think of the ideal body. Now, the ideal body I think of as being youthful, dynamic, vital, alive, a body that is just so full of energy and so full of love. Okay, so then I begin thinking about how is my body constructed? How is my body created? My body is a bunch of atoms, and all these atoms are absolutely perfect. All these atoms are stem cells that are absolutely perfect. They're absolutely flawless. And to say flawless is not what I really want to say. I don't want to say they're flawless because I'm thinking about flaws. They are wonderful. They are grand. They're glorious, perfect, ideal. Every cell of my body. Every cell of my body is ideal. Every cell of my body is perfect. Every cell of my body is fantastic. Now, as every cell of my body is perfect, that means just one thing. I am perfect. That means just one thing. I live in my ideal body. That means one thing. If I live in my ideal body, the only thought I can have about my body is that it's ideal. That's my first thought. The only thought that I can have about my body is that it is its original purity and integrity. The only thought I can have about my body is it functions. It does everything that I think it is supposed to do. So my first thought is thinking that my body is doing everything that it is supposed to do. My first thought about my body is that it is doing everything that it is supposed to do, and it is doing it perfectly, and it is doing it now. My body is fantastic. My body is wonderful. That's my first thought about myself, and I'm revealing it. That's my first thought about my health, and I'm revealing it. That's my first thought about me, and I'm being it. It is me. I'm manifesting it now in everything I do. I'm revealing it in everything I do. It already exists. I am calling my consciousness into awareness that it already exists. My first thought, and my only thought, is that I am ideal. My first thought, and my only thought, is that I am whole and perfect. My first thought, and my only thought, about my health, and everything else too. My first thought and my only thought about me is that I am fantastic right now. And as long as I say, know, and am fantastic right now, that is what I am right now. My first thought is the most important thought that I can ever pay attention to in my life. My first thought is my perfection. My first thought is my love for myself unconditionally. I love myself without any strings attached, without any ties. I love myself because I am lovable. I love myself because I am peace. I love myself because I am happy, fulfilled, revealed right now. And my every thought is on loving myself, and therefore my first thought is on loving myself. My every thought is on being whole and perfect, and so my first thought is being whole and perfect. I live in that awareness. But I'm only going to achieve this or enjoy this when I train myself to think and live in my first thought. To think and realize that my first thought is the only thought I ever want to think. It's the only thought I ever want to have take place in my consciousness. I don't want secondary thoughts. I don't want other thoughts that say maybe, wish, that say that it's not so, it's something I want to be. My first thought is that it is now. My first thought is that it is fulfilled. My first thought is that I am a divine revelation now. And when I keep my first thought on my first thought, thinking my first thought at all times, then that is the thought that I am knowing, that is the thought that I am, and that's the only thought that matters. Today, I claim that first thought for myself, and I know that first thought for myself. Today, I am aware of that first thought, and I know that I keep my consciousness 100% on my first thought, and it is revealed in every beautiful, fabulous, wonderful way. It is revealed because I am pure in my direction of my thinking. I think my first thought, and it is done. I think my first thought, and it is revealed. I think my first thought, and how wonderful it is. Have a wonderful day, thinking your first thought, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.